This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. NATO ministers are meeting to prepare a summit which will both look at the period ahead and discuss immediate issues such as the Afghanistan withdrawal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Those foreign and defense ministers will collect to lay the groundwork for the military alliance's first summit with President Joe Biden. That will set aside four tumultuous years working with the Trump administration. One of the main aims of the summit is to reaffirm the unity of the 30-nation security alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is a pivotal moment for our alliance and our collective security. But the most pressing issue is how best to wind up NATO's operations in Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Just a little over 3 hours from right now, U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving Black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit today, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of Black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice. The president will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. Up to 300 Black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria yesterday against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions released today after 14 years of study were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion strong Catholic Church. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The Chinese government today accused the U.S. of politicizing tracing the origins of the coronavirus pandemic by calling for another round of World Health Organization investigations into the country, saying it is immoral and unpopular. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin. He said China firmly opposes some of the U.S. politicians politicizing the virus tracing issue. Why are these people pestering on the theory of Chinese lab leak without any evidence? To put it bluntly, they are just shirking responsibility for the U.S.'s failure to fight the pandemic and making an excuse to suppress and contain China's development. Last week, Joe Biden told U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic. Britain today reported zero daily deaths from COVID-19 for the first time since the 30th of July 2020, according to government data, despite fears over a possible third wave of cases. According to the latest official figures, 127,782 people have died within 28 days of a positive test since the start of the pandemic, which is the worst death toll of any European country. The UK had a 4.49 million cases in total. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking Monday in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. Now, Mr. Navalny was arrested in January upon his return from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from the nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, accusations that Russian officials reject. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.